Hello. On July 30, Air Liquide published its results for the first half of 2020. What is to be highlighted? The high resilience in sales and the significant margin improvement.
Commenting on the first half of 2020, Benoît Potier, Chairman and CEO of Air Liquide, said, "This exceptional first half of the year once again demonstrates the group's resilience in the face of this unprecedented health crisis. Sales for the half year totaled more than 10 billion euros, marking a limited decline of 3.2% on a comparable basis. This reflects the solid performance of gas and services, which represent 96% of revenue, and of global markets and technologies. Within gas and services, electronics sales increased. Healthcare, at the front line of the pandemic, posted strong growth. Large industries showed resilience, whereas industrial merchants was more impacted. Geographically speaking, activity levels reflect the evolution of the pandemic. China has returned to levels of solid growth. Signs of a recovery are appearing in Europe, whereas the situation in the Americas remains contrasted. The group's operating margin has climbed a further plus 50% basis points, excluding the energy impact. This was driven by the ongoing efficiency programs in the amount of 200 million euros, in line with the annual objective of more than 400 million euros, and by an additional cost containment plan launched in response to the crisis. The margin was also supported by the strength of the price policy and portfolio management. Net profit improved by 1.8%. The cash flow to sales ratio was particularly high at 23.1%. The debt-to-equity ratio was down compared to its level at June 30, 2019. As 12-month investment opportunities remained dynamic, industrial investment decisions for the first half were high at 1.3 billion euros. These decisions, a third of which are climate-related projects, include innovation investments and customer asset takeover opportunities, leading to greater industrial and environmental efficiency. Air Liquide is a key player of the climate and the energy transition with oxygen and hydrogen. Thanks to its presence across all business sectors, the group has a major role to play in the current economic and societal transformation. In a context of limited local lockdowns and progressive recovery during the second half of 2020, Air Liquide is confident in its ability to further increase its operating margin and to deliver net profit close to preceding year level at constant exchange rates.
Let's see what the main figures for this semester are. Group revenue for the first half of 2020 totaled 10,273 million euros. The limited decline in sales over the half year of 3.2% underlined the resilience of the business model despite the COVID-19 pandemic, which affected all activities and regions. Gas and services revenue for the first half of 2020 reached 9,920 million euros. Healthcare is highly mobilized in the fight against COVID-19 and posted significant growth of 8.7%. Electronics also enjoyed very solid growth of 2%. Industrial merchant at minus 8.1% was the hardest hit by the public health crisis, but price impacts remained strong at plus 2.9%. Sales in large industries were down slightly by 2.5% over the half year. Contribution to consolidated revenues from engineering and construction stood at 104 million euros in the first half and reflected the priority allocation of resources to internal projects as well as the impact of the pandemic, which led to closure of the workshop in China for 4 weeks and to several projects being postponed by a few months. Global markets and technologies revenue reached 249 million euros. The biogas activity remained very dynamic in the United States and Europe. Order intake for group projects and third-party customers enjoyed a strong increase and included helium cryogenic refrigerators, turbobrayton LNG reliquefaction units, and hydrogen stations.
Efficiencies amounted to 200 million euros over the first 6 months of the year, in line with the annual objective fixed at more than 400 million euros. Moreover, exceptional cost reductions under the public health crisis response plan were to offset the low activity level. Group operating income recurring, OIR, amounted to 1,813 million euros in the first half of 2020, stable as published and up slightly 0.2% on a comparable basis versus 2019. The operating margin, OIR to revenue, stood at 17.6%, an improvement of 50 basis points excluding the energy impact. Net profit, group share, amounted to 1,078 million euros in the first half of 2020, an increase of 1.8% as published. Cash flow from operating activities before changes in working capital amounted to 2,371 million euros in the first half, which corresponds to a high level of 23.1% of sales, a marked improvement of plus 170 basis points compared with the first half of 2019. The net debt-to-equity ratio, adjusted for the seasonal effect of the dividend payment, stood at 64.5%, down sharply compared with end June 2019. In the first half of 2020, the group maintained its dividend payment and increased industrial capital expenditure while refinancing in advance the debt maturing in 2020. These initiatives underlined the robustness of the balance sheet and net cash flow from the group's operating activities in a crisis context and its ability to ensure its future growth.
The full press release and the activity report related to the first half of 2020 are available on the website of the company, airliquide.com.